All right, it's Ask the Mayor on WFIU. Welcome, our fourth Wednesday of the month, and we're with Dax Norton, municipal consultant in Nashville. This is our seventh show with Dax. We started this year. We used to go to Kokomo. We thought we'd change the show up a little bit, and we've had a great response from our listeners. Of course, some wondering what happened to Kokomo, but we'll go back. They're still there. But thanks, Mr. Norton, for providing us more insight into Nashville.
Yeah, pleasure. Who knew it'd be such a strange year?
Yes, and it continues week by week. Let's go ahead and just get into updates with the pandemic. Just check, today's Tuesday. We record this on Tuesday, plays back on Wednesday. So, of course, these numbers always change. 54 cases in Brown County, one death, 841 tested. If you look at the chart that the state provides, there is this spike from July 3rd, 40 cases to 54, kind of reminiscent of the end of April. But, I mean, that's a trend in most places. We know the governor delayed that full reopening. What's Nashville doing right now?
So people are shopping. People are visiting. Last Thursday, the council had a nearly four-hour meeting. The majority of that 4 hours was to discuss face coverings. There was a face covering ordinance back in June. It was kind of tabled or died. The council at that point back in June said, let's let the business owners, you know, say what they wanted to do. If they wanted to post a sign, let's have them post a sign and they can control the face covering destiny instead of a complete and comprehensive mandate from the town government. That was revisited last Thursday. And what the council, in much discussion, and I have to applaud them for listening to both sides. They definitely got it from both sides. The council is elected by the residents first, so they know that they represent the residents, and then they represent the business owners. That does bring the revenue into the town to pay for services. I think they did a relatively good compromise. What that compromise was basically support those business owners that have stated with signage that it is required to wear a mask for you to shop in their facilities, in their businesses. Council passed an ordinance. It really doesn't have any enforcement in their ordinance. What we basically said was there's already enforcement. As if somebody comes in, refuses to wear a mask, and refuses to leave, you can call the police department for criminal trespass. But the council wanted to definitely back up with an ordinance those business owners that have basically stated, you if you're not going to wear a mask, you can't shop in our establishment. There's still some discussion going on about, you know, should there be a comprehensive face covering ordinance? How would that be enforced? Should it include people walking outside? I think they debated it very well last Thursday night. And like I said, considered all sides, and then they pass what they pass. There's still some council members who'd like a little more comprehensive ordinance with some strict enforcement, if you will. But this is the first, second try. The first try since there's been a bit of a spike in cases. So it was a very drawn out discussion. And I think at the end of the day, they've done a good job of listening to both sides to create a policy that we will definitely be monitoring on a daily basis.
So just so I'm clear, and it may be that it cut out a little bit, is the mask mandate for only businesses that want to have one, or is it all businesses?
No, they did not approve a mandate for a comprehensive mandate. If basically what they said in this ordinance is if a business has made an individual decision that you must wear a mask inside their shop, the town council's backing them up with this ordinance. If there becomes an issue, the town council is recommending that law enforcement be called for criminal trespass issue, because if somebody continues to stay in that shop and not leave, even without a mask on, be very similar to no shirt, no shoes, no service. And now we add no mask. If you don't leave, you can, it's criminal trespass at that point. So, but they will be monitoring this. They got a lot of feedback, and it was a very long meeting with passion on both sides. And understanding of, I think the council understands who they represent, and they understand that passion.
Maybe you can explain a little bit more to the side of why not have a townwide mask ordinance, especially with people being drawn to it, what's a tourist town from all over, and then leave, lots of interaction. You know, I see that happening in Bloomington with Indiana University students will be back in about a month. And I think a lot of people in Bloomington are a little nervous about all these people coming back into town. And so the area council, the mayor, is really trying to get ahead of that by issuing mandatory masks. What's the downside of having mandatory masks?
This council listened. There were multiple surveys. The Chamber of Commerce and this Commission Visitors Bureau did a great job of surveying the shop owners. I think the council did a good job of seeking the opinion of residents. And at the end of the day, it was about 50-50. As a matter of fact, that the business surveys were more businesses did not want a comprehensive mandate than did want a comprehensive mandate. And so the council just kind of put all of that together and compromised on this, backing up the businesses that did want some kind of backup if they posted signage that you're supposed to have a mask on if you come in our shop. There was a lot of debate about people wearing masks outside. You know, how do you enforce that? Is it even enforceable from a public safety perspective? Is it enforceable through the health department? And with the very limited resources that a place like the town of Nashville has, or Brown County for that matter, it is a very difficult thing to enforce. So you have to hope that people voluntarily comply with the request. And you could have argued that you could have done a comprehensive and that the enforcement was just kind of a suggested enforcement to hope that, you know, 90% of the people comply with it voluntarily, and then you'll have to deal with 10%. But 10% can get to be a lot of people in Nashville during, you know, peak times when people are there touring from other areas. What really came down to was the public asked the council to do a better job of communicating to the outside world, and I guess the internal world, that we want you to mask up. And so there will be some additional signage created. The town website is very good. You go to the COVID-19 page on the Town of Nashville website, you'll see the first thing I think is the Mask Up Nashville sign. There'll be some additional communication with the outside public. Will that cause people to comply whether they want to or not? We don't know. Who knows? Those people who just don't want to wear a mask, they're likely just not going to wear a mask. Is it going to keep them out of town? Probably not. They're probably still going to come. Will it keep some of them out of town? Maybe. But Nashville, those shops are open. They need support, people to come shop, but they need people to do it responsibly, is what we're saying. Please be responsible. Understand that you're protecting your fellow man from yourself. It's a mask. It's part of what we do now. Please come enjoy your time in Nashville. Please come do what you would always have done when you visit such a unique place, but understand that it is unique. It's hard to socially distance. And so if we could have volunteer compliance, that would be great. And that's why the council went the direction they did for now. It was a very good, like I said, they listened to their constituents, whether that be a resident or a business owner, just kind of listened to all sides. It was a very interesting debate.
Yeah, and I mean, it's obviously up for debate. My follow-up question for the town council, maybe more than you, would be, is that the best thing for the people? You know, more than it's 50-50, what do the people want? What's best for the people?
Yeah, I was stated multiple times in that discussion. This is not a political item. This is a health item. I think that there are probably counselors, and I'll just say myself, who it's, you know, well, when are we going to have to revisit it? You know, when are we going to have to revisit it if it continues to spike and do what Fishers just did? Fishers just did a comprehensive Fishers Indy, now much bigger places, right? But probably not as unique as Nashville. Those you can spread out when you go visit a place like Carmel Fishers. You can't spread out in Nashville. It's very intimate. It's, you know, those shops are net right next to each other. They're small. It's a small area. It's hard to socially distance on any sidewalks or in any green space. That's what makes it unique. And so is there a possibility it gets revisited? I think there is a possibility that it gets revisited if people just cannot seem to voluntarily comply with the request to please mask up if you come visit Nashville. Please visit. But when you do, think of your fellow man and please mask up.
Just a quick question on hospitalizations. I know they're up everywhere. Is the medical protocol still the same in Nashville there, or any issue?
No, I don't think anything has changed. Now, there is testing at the Music Center, I believe. I probably should know that. I probably shouldn't say I believe. I do believe it's at the Music Center. There is testing. It's a pretty rapid turnaround as well. So very good testing in Brown County. And I think they're urging people that, you know, if you feel you need to be tested, please go do so. Tests seem to be lagging a little bit in Brown County from a percentage of population compared to the rest of the state. So, you know, just to be tested and know for sure, that way we can also help contain it and do any contact tracing that needs to be done. But,
yeah, I did see that too. I was going to ask you about the testing at the Brown County Music Center. And I believe you said too, that's just free and open to the public, right?
It is.
Drive-through.
I know it was encouraged by the county commissioners. It is, yes, it's a good resource. So the county and town have done a great job. There's no doubt about it to this point. They've done a great job and are actually kind of leading in keeping the numbers down in the state, but it's a very stressful situation trying to pay attention to it daily to make sure that continues to stay in place.
Any update on businesses closing or a trend there that's concerning with closing?
No, we haven't. You mean permanently?
Yeah.
Haven't heard that at all. Another thing that was interesting was we thought there would be some utility payment. You know, utility payments can tell a lot, and there's a lot of businesses that have water, sewer, or utility payments. And so that hasn't really lagged too much either. So I think people are doing everything they possibly can do to stay in business. There will be the grant program through the Community Foundation, I believe, is either starting soon or has already started. So that'll be another help.
I see the town is still working on master sewer plans. Now, this was before the pandemic, looking at growth updates, and of course, there's mandates as well. Where are you now with that? Are there critical areas that you're looking at?
Well, the plant is first. So, you know, does the current size of the plant, will it be able to handle any kind of capacity issue due to growth? So that'll be first, and then you look, you know, you have to look outward, you know, for the money. That will be a public meeting. The council will probably at their next council meeting have that on the agenda for the public to come in. There will be a presentation on the master plan, probably a PowerPoint, and then the public can provide input. You're probably looking into September for a final approval, maybe even October, of that draft master plan.
We're about out of time, but I did want to ask if there were any other items that were in town council or going to be looking at, talking at your next meeting.
That sewer master plan will be one of them. The creation of a utility service board will be another, which I think is a great idea. That was started by a council member, and that basically will be a group that will be a liaison between the public or the ratepayer and the council, having to do with rates and operations. That'll be a topic of discussion. Also, the new ADA compliance plan will be discussed taking it to the Bicycle Pedestrian Safety Board, having a pretty lengthy discussion about what needs to be done to update sidewalks for pedestrian use from an ADA perspective. Those will be the main items that will be discussed next, and I wouldn't be surprised if we're not talking about pandemic-related issues at the next council meeting as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, again, appreciate your time. Thanks for doing this, and hope to see you again next month.
Yeah, thank you. See you there.